Donald Trump is back. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. CPAC 2021 is among us, and, well, President Donald Trump plans to make his first speech since leaving office. He plans to outline his plan to continue making America great again. Trump plans to make forward-looking speech at CPAC. Former President Donald Trump plans to lay out his vision for America and give his assessment of the Biden administration policies during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference. I mean, listen, we've been saying this all along. President Donald Trump isn't going anywhere. He's one of the most popular politicians right now. In fact, he is the most popular and most prominent politician right now. And while within seconds he can make or end a senator or representative's career. And, well, he has a lot of influence on the 80 million plus Americans that are conservative. And, well, listen, he's not going anywhere. Trump, who is a featured speaker at the conservative conference, will express his concerns about the direction President Joe Biden has taken since coming into office. Biden has taken numerous executive actions to reverse Trump administration policies and is receiving blowback for a number of these actions, including court challenges. Quote, the focus here really is the exact things the president predicted would happen if Joe Biden were to be elected president on the policy end have already started to happen, end quote. We have a lot to talk about today. But before we do, now a word from our sponsor. Are you concerned about what's coming next? The political upheaval in our country worsens by the day. So does the potential for more drastic COVID-19 lockdowns. This is a turbulent time to be alive. And, well, you need to prepare for whatever might happen. Will there be food shortages? People used to laugh at preppers, but they're not laughing now. The smart advice is to have enough food, water, and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days. That's why I use My Patriot Supply. They're the leaders in self-reliance, and they have a 4-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to preparewithamericadivided.com and save 20% when you act today. That's preparewithamericadivided.com. We all predicted this. We all predicted that President Donald Trump, since he left office, he was probably going to come back with a bunch of, hey, I told you so's. Now, for the record, Donald Trump lost the election. Well, lost the election, as I like to say. And, well, he's probably going to talk a lot about, well, the voter fraud claims. Regardless if they would have changed the outcome of the election in any way, shape, or form, he's still, well, and plus 50% of Americans, most conservatives, do believe that the election was stolen from President Donald Trump. Not only that, but I believe he's going to roll out his plan, well, to win the Senate and the House back to Republicans in 2022. And, well, also make sure that the conservatives control the executive branch come 2024. Now, personally, I never once doubted that President Donald Trump wasn't going to come back. I mean, at the beginning stages of this podcast, I even made an episode talking about Trumpism as a whole. At that point, I said, what would happen if President Donald Trump didn't end up winning the election? And I made it very clear that Trumpism isn't going anywhere. Now, I know many conservatives like to say that Trumpism doesn't exist in any way, shape, or form, but it actually does. And that's not a bad thing either. The ideologies of President Donald Trump, it's a movement, the Make America Great Again movement. I like to call it the pro-America movement, and it does exist. It heavily exists, especially in the middle of America, conservative America, what we call Trump territory. Now, honestly, at CPAC, I love how we have all these politicians that are going to be talking there. I mean, it's already started. Yesterday, they had their first day. Today, Ted Cruz spoke. He had a lot of great things to say. I really like Ted Cruz's speech. President Donald Trump's set to speak on Sunday, And while it's going to be one of the biggest events, I'd say, in political history at this point in time, you know, there's kind of been this thing for many years now where former presidents kind of butt out and they don't really have a say on what their predecessor is doing, how they're doing, you know, how their job is going, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we saw this with Obama. He had an interview on 60 Minutes and he completely bashed into President Trump. And well, I don't think President Trump's going to hold anything back. I think he's going after the people that stabbed him in the back. And I hope he goes after Republicans because, listen, the whole impeachment trial, too, was a disaster. And we had many Republican senators like Mitch McConnell back it, which is very disgusting, including Senator Susan Collins. She also voted to impeach him, which, in my opinion, is a, well, very disgusting thing to do. And I hope that Trump doesn't help her win re-election come 2022. I mean, listen, Joe Biden has been in office for what we would call a month now. And, well, he really hasn't done anything. The entire time, all he's done is reversed everything that Trump has done, or nearly everything that Trump has done. He's killed over 200, 300,000 jobs at this point. And, well, it's kind of crazy to me that we're okay with this, that Joe Biden is the most they call him the most popular president in American history. I doubt that. He didn't get 80 million votes. I'm going to put that right out there on the table. Joe Biden is what I'd like to call an illegitimate president. I mean, listen, he didn't win the election. Okay, for the record, that's my opinion. I don't think he won the election. That is my opinion. This show is an opinion show. So YouTube, Twitter, all the big tech platforms, you need to understand that. I'm not saying that Trump won the election. I just don't think that Biden won the election. All that Joe Biden has done since he took office was reverse everything Trump did. And I guess you could argue that, well, that's all Trump did was reverse things that Obama did. And yeah, I mean, Trump did fix a lot of problems that the Obama administration had created. And I think for the last 4 years, the Trump administration has done a great job at, well, doing what they said they were going to do on the campaign trail. They said they were going to make America great again. And I would be willing to bet that they did. I mean, they did. We saw it for the last 4 years. They really made America great again. I mean, you got to remember, they had pushback from every way, shape, or form. The mainstream media pushed back at them. You had big tech pushing back at them. You had Hollywood pushing back at them. You had politicians, Democrat politicians pushing back at them. He didn't have any support from anyone that was in politics, and it's kind of disgusting, but he prevailed. They say that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. I have my doubts about that, and so does 50% of America. But listen, truly, he did do great things for this country. He really did make America great again. I mean, it's actually kind of funny because many conservatives, especially conservative podcasters in the beginning, didn't think Trump was going to be that conservative because he had a history of being a Democrat. But he came in, he's one of the more conservative presidents in, well, American history. But hey, only time is going to tell on that one. But hopefully President Donald Trump makes some waves at CPAC on Sunday. I've been Cage, and I'm signing off.